Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Good morning, everybody. Alan Hunt in for Zubin. Really? Jay back with us. Good to see you.
Yo.
Good?
Yo. Hi. Hi, Keyshawn.
What's up?
Hello.
How you doing?
As Evan would say, hello.
What are you doing, man? You good?
I'm good, man.
What's up?
I found out that when your kids get sick, apparently you
get
sick.
Oh, yeah.
You know, nobody gave me the ends on that scouting report.
This is why I told you now that after two, you might as well just keep going.
Stop.
No, you should really.
No.
Yeah.
I'm good. I'm telling you.
No, I'm not. It's just
next March Madness, I'm going to be locked up.
You sure?
With the ice bags. It's done.
You say so.
I'm retiring.
I'm telling you right now.
Key knows where I'm going. Beat me up. Beat me up. I'm done. It's not. Sorry. It's early in the morning. It's happening.
Listen, I had the appointment. I was ready to go, and just at the last second, my wife said, no.
No?
Yeah.
She vetoed it at the last second.
She vetoed it. It was her idea. She said, no. Yeah. No, I feel bad for you. It's not right.
Just veto fine. Or veto?
Veto.
Veto.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, veto.
What, like veto? Like an veto. Italian guy? Like, yeah, my guy, Veto. Yeah. I'm from Jersey. Veto.
She told Veto.
Veto. Paulie's
like,
yo.
It's almost like a call, right?
One of my boys is named Vito from Jersey, though, so it works out.
Wow, Vito from Jersey?
Yeah.
That's a character.
Yeah.
So it's going to be 80 degrees today.
That's what they say.
80.
Here in New York?
Yeah. In New York City.
Are you happy about that now?
Yeah, that's going to be cool. I was here. I know that's going to be all right.
What you gonna
I
do
ain't
today,
right, kid? Though, yet, though. I got to get right. I'm tripping.
Did you get the toes done so you can wear the flip-flops?
Right. See, that's what I ain't right. Right. I ain't right. I ain't right yet. I got to get right.
Explain why you aren't right.
Because okay, so I'm not right because I need to get my feet done.
Yep.
And I didn't have
again. I'm new
petty
here.
Petty Manny. Okay. I got to get my petty, my Manny. I got to get right.
You get the petties,
when you say, no, I don't get the petties, Jay.
Why not?
Because I wear shoes.
So I got to get the petties right.
You get the petty.
Yeah, with the flip-flop joints.
Okay.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
The black
Jesus
the
sandals, yeah.
Flip-flop joints.
Yep. And I don't necessarily wear that. I got some different ones. I like the cushion, a little thicker straps.
Crazy.
My board shorts, even though I ain't never going surfing. Ever. But that's the look.
It's the Cali look.
That's my look.
And it's I like have Ben Simmons wearing a shooting sleeve, even though he doesn't shoot the ball. Right?
Yeah,
like that's why
and
you
I
wear
gotta,
board shorts.
And I got to get my board shorts, my tee, my light tee, very thin with some writing on it, you know, some Hurley or some toes on the nose or something like that.
What kind of shades?
I'm an Oliver Peoples, the same ones I always wear.
Yeah.
With the gold frames.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
you know
the
what
pop.
I'm saying? Right. I got to have that. That glow to me.
Now, do you go straw
that's
hat?
Not, that's,
you go with the hat?
No, I don't really wear no hat.
No, not the hat.
No,
that,
I like
that,
to
did
get
I take
the
that
sun.
Too far?
I like to get the sun on
I'm
me.
I'm already black,
sun.
Alan. I'm good.
Yeah, like, and I like just, to get the sun
I'm
on
I'm not
me.
Trying to run away from the
it's
sun.
It's the weirdest thing, right? Like, it's all we try to do is get dark.
Yeah, but see, I get
it's
dark.
All we try to do
I
is
get dark when it's just hot out and there's no sun.
What?
Yeah, it's just hot. No sun.
In the shade.
Yeah, just because.
It attracts, yeah.
The rays
you don't
stuff,
know about
man.
This, Alan?
No.
Yeah. Alan, seriously.
How does it work like that? Like a microwave? Is that how it works? I've been doing it wrong all this whole
Alan,
long.
I swear to you.
Put them on, Key.
I almost said on God like I'm in a... But Alan, you ain't ready for that yet, I don't think. I literally almost said, oh God, that's true. Oh God, that's
bring
true.
Me in slowly, okay.
Yeah. But so Jay said, I can be in the shade.
Still get dark.
And I'm still going to get dark. And you can tell when I've been on vacation when I come back because it's shiny. And it ain't the purple dark. It's that red dark. So that's when you start bringing out all that different stuff in me.
The Creole.
All that, man. Everything. Out. The hair, the waves. All that. Just, you can tell. But
I'm
that
looking
look,
forward to this now.
But that look is what we call non-threatening.
Oh.
See, we get a pass when you look like that. You got the board shorts on, the T-shirt. They look at you.
Hey, Keyshawn.
They look at
hey.
You. You know, they look at you. It's non. It ain't no. You know, ain't got no hoodie on. It ain't no. It's just cool. Like, oh, okay, he must be. That guy must be a volleyball player or something. You know well.
It looks like a banker from the Hamptons. What this guy?
Jay, you know I'm telling the truth.
Barbara, I know.
You already know I'm telling the truth.
When we get out of the pandemic and you guys can travel as a show, I imagine you've got to do a show from a beach somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's
and then and then we can
absolutely.
See the end
I'm
result.
I'm already working on a Super Bowl. When we get to L.A. for the Super Bowl, I'm already working on a site with Justin.
All right. Well, let's work on the draft, which is literally now a day away, right? Which is good
finally.
News for all of us,
finally.
Right, as we get to that. And this is, you know, we've been trying to spend time talking about every other position, right? Wide receiver, we talked about yesterday. We'll talk more about it, of course, today. Kyle Pitts, the tight end, non-quarterback, who's the most talented non-quarterback, defensive players, top 10. But this is a quarterback draft, right? This is a quarterback draft?
Yes. It is a quarterback draft, but here's the interesting thing about it. And you may feel the same way I feel, Jay, every time the draft comes up. I feel like I'm getting ready to get drafted a damn game. Like, it's a weird, eerie feeling because it's the excitement, I think, of the NFL draft for me. Like, it's reliving that moment leading up to being drafted, but it's the excitement to watch all of these young men, you know, get drafted.
You have sort of that deja vu. You sort of have that.
Yeah, but it's
leading. You're seeing all
I'm
the
excited.
Building.
I'm antsy. Like, I'm like,
all right, well,
I just 2 hours know, asleep type real, ready to go.
Real
I want to see it.
You be he will be playing football for free, damn it. I'll be playing basketball for – you get paid millions of dollars. I think that's when it really clicks, Key. Like shaking David Stern's hand, I'm like, yo, I'm about to get paid – what? To play ball?
Yeah, like something that I just
to play
love
ball?
To do.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
All right, Key, you went number one in this
What's
draft.
What's that mean? What's, what?
Where would you go?
In this draft?
This draft. If you were
– I'll be the top receiver
20
off the
years
board.
Old.
I'll be the top receiver off the board.
Would you go one, though?
But would Jacksonville say, we don't want Trevor Lawrence, we want that guy? We got Gardner Minshew.
But who does Jacksonville have?
You know what they have.
They're not going to take me. I'm going to tell them they go need a quarterback.
New York Jets. They had Sam Darnold.
Ooh.
They had Sam Darnold.
They need a quarterback, though.
No, but they had Sam.
No, but they had Sam.
Oh, that's right.
They probably.
You'd still be a Jet. Isn't that amazing?
Be a Jet at two. If they had Sam, because they had Neil O'Donnell in free
That's
agency
right,
that
yeah.
they paid big money to.
Yes.
So I probably would still
I would love that.
Steelers to the
Super Bowl. That mean that there would have to be a hyphen between our name. It would be Keyshawn J. Will on the same, because we'd both be the second pick.
That is true.
Yeah, it'd be a hyphen.
Number
be
two
Keyshawn
in the draft,
J.
number
Will.
One in our hearts.
I really don't understand what you just did.
Well, both our names would be first together because we would both be two picks.
So you'd be
second picks in the draft. Yeah, you wouldn't be on top of me, number one.
Are you suggesting
that you're number one because you were first pick and I was the second pick? Yes, that's what I'm suggesting. Okay. That's how I see it.
Okay, because I got a long resume that will justify.
Oh, resumes now.
I got a long resume.
Well, my resume is pretty extensive as well.
But I got a long resume that would certainly justify why my name is above yours.
So you're saying your resume is longer than mine?
No, it just
but it's not about
have,
size.
I don't
Key.
Think it's
we
necessarily
about
the size. It may be more of what's in my resume. We can compare resumes if you really want to break it down like that.
Do we want to go there this early in the morning? Or are you?
I mean, it's up to you.
We got 4 hours.
It's up to you.
We can get
this. This is a soft flex by Key right now.
Look, Jay. She's sleeping 6 o'clock in the morning, so I can say this. We also can put the other resumes on the side. And
no,
knock
no,
down
no.
Too.
I mean, no.
We could dare Jeter it if you really want to.
No, there's no gift baskets on this show.
I'm just saying.
We do not do that.
I'm just saying.
Back to football.
Better leave me alone.
There's a lot of people listening.
Back to quarterbacks in the draft.
There's a lot of people listening and also watching right now on ESPN2 probably saying, that's a list I need to know about, right? Like when you start opening up that
that's a couple of
Pandora's
that's
box.
A block, the B block, the C block,
yeah,
and the
that's
B
a,
block.
It's that, not, that's a 10:05 conversation.
You guys are so proud. Unbelievable.
But still, I find it amazing that when you think about it, if you were in this year's draft, if you met with Joe Douglas – And Robert Saleh and whoever, like, you know, it's normal, you know, pre-draft. Would you even say that? Would you say, I can rock with Sam? Yeah, you guys should keep him.
Like,
would that be a conversation?
Because I always love Sam.
No, I know that, but as a player,
I can rock with anybody, though, Alan. I don't have no problem.
You couldn't rock with Neil O'Donnell.
You want me to tell you my list of quarterbacks during our break?
You've told us the list
No, he
times.
May not know,
oh.
though.
Oh, I know your. I know the list.
That list is – come on, man.
Bart Scott on this show once put together a list of the 5 worst quarterbacks he's ever played with. And that's a pretty impressive list.
Yeah, but the it's not even
I don't
the
know
five,
if you can compare to that
it's
list.
It's not even the 5 worst or anything like that. It's just compared to some of my compadres, and you look at my list compared to some of theirs, and people be talking that noise. I'm like, man, y'all don't know nothing about ball if y'all think what I was working with was legit versus what some of these other dudes was working with. But that's when you get in, like Jay say, soft flex. When I want to battle with you about my career, oh, I can do that. I can go toe-to-toe with anybody.
Well, speaking of we did learn yesterday, Jay, that he had a chance to go play with Brett Favre and decided not to because he didn't want to go to Green Bay. So we did learn that yesterday.
Too cold.
Yeah. Too cold. So that was a decision. That was a life decision that you made. So while complaining about the quarterback,
it still worked out for me. I was satisfied and happy. But I didn't want to go live in Green Bay at 23 years old. No, I did. No, the hell I did not. And I'll say it again. And the people in Milwaukee and Green Bay can hate me forever. I'm not going to live in below 8-0. I know what that feels like. And I'm not trying to do that 4 or 5 months out of damn year.
All right. So as you're talking about a list of quarterbacks you played with, we put together a list of quarterbacks that were taken in the top 10 since 2000. Now, as we know, there could be four, maybe even, who knows? I mean, five quarterbacks taken in the top 10 this year, which would be absolutely amazing. But of the list, and these quarterbacks taking the top 10, it's a lot. And I think it's like 38, if I'm not mistaken. And, you know, we tried to categorize them. That's kind of what we did. So Key says only 12 have been good or great as far as careers go. So who from this draft will fall in those categories? Good, great, bad, or too early to tell? Now, obviously, too early is for the guys who were just drafted. But the good, great, or bad? What of the quarterbacks in this draft will fall in those categories? We'll discuss that. Of course, we got 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for your input as well. KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
Can't believe you soft flex me.
Wind it up. Got it downfield. Got a man. Leaping grab by Waddle inside the 10. Bomb thrown by Mac Jones.
And Mac Jones is going to be the riser in this draft.
This is Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
It's ridiculous.
Arf, arf, arf. Sounds like Key's little dogs. Arf, arf, arf.
Them arf. Dudes, they get on my nerves.
Dogs are so aggressive.
They hear any noise, they get... And the house is hollow because of the wood floors and the ceilings and all. It's like, come on, man.
That's called first class problems.
House. Yeah, you're right. The echo in the house. Echo, that means you've got
the echo
got
in the house is really
polished floors and high ceilings. That's what that's about.
Man, it's the hardwood floors, fool.
Oh, sure it is.
Can't have carpet because of allergies.
He's so stupid.
The couch is Corinthian leather.
No. Family is vegan. They will not allow leather
couches. Not allowed.
Really?
No.
Well, it's actually, with dogs, the last thing you want is to have a leather couch anyway.
But then I have to remind them also when they start talking about certain vehicles. You know those vehicles have leather. Just want you to know that.
That's
how you get. That's how you get out of it.
Yes. That has leather.
But if it's recycled, even recycled. You're right, because originally it did come from something, and this is a conversation we don't need to have right now.
Peter,
we got Keyshawn barking like a little dog. Like, this is quite the morning so far. But we have a draft tomorrow. And so we have this list, as we know. Could be four, could be five quarterbacks taken in the top 10 of this draft. There have been quarterbacks, 38, I believe, is the number, taken in the top 10 since 2000, right? Mm. So in this millennium. And we have categorized them as such. So the good and the great would be Carson Palmer, Alex Smith, Matthew Stafford, Michael Vick, Eli Manning, Cam Newton, Matt Ryan, Phillip Rivers, Patrick Mahomes, Andrew Luck, Jared Goff. The bad, Jamarcus Russell, Jake Locker, Josh Rosen, Matt Leinart, Blaine Gabbert, David Carr, Joey Harrington, Mitch Trubisky, RG3, Blake Bortles, Byron Leftwich, Vince Young, Sam Bradford. Too early to tell. Kyler Murray, Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, Joe Burrow, Tua Tagovailoa, Justin Herbert, Daniel Jones, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen.
How is Josh Allen in that conversation?
I'm thinking the same. Baker Mayfield, Carson Wentz, Ryan Tannehill. Undecided out of this, according to Keyshawn Johnson, Mark Sanchez. Why would that be?
We went to USC.
You want to decide that? So you're just putting him in that Homer, gray area? He's not good gray.
He's just
But he's not bad.
See,
what happened was.
No, I think he got into a bad situation in New York. I mean,
he was a quarterback of a team that went to the AFC championship game in two consecutive years.
That's why I balanced that with all of the other stuff, and I put him in the undecided category for where he was drafted, because to me, ultimately, they did him a disservice. Rex did him a disservice in the development part of his coordinating.
Okay. Can't you say the same for Sam Darnold, though?
Yeah, but Sam's
on the too early list.
Unfortunately, for Mark,
it's not too early.
Yeah, Mark's retired.
I love Mark. I mean, obviously, a great personality.
It's ridiculous that you start off hot like that. Mm-hmm. When most quarterbacks start off hot like that, playoffs, NFC championship games, they follow it up essentially in their careers with maybe going to a Super Bowl or continuously progressing, much like a Phillip Rivers, right? They don't all of a sudden just fade out of nowhere. They just don't, right? Who do we know that has taken their teams? Well, I wouldn't say he took them, but he was a part of getting a team to an AFC championship game in back-to-back years, and then all of a sudden he just disappeared off the face of the earth.
Well, he didn't disappear. The following year, he was pretty good. They were decent. The Giants, you know, had that amazing final game, and that everything changed for both franchises at that point. I mean, our lasting impression of Mark Sanchez is the butt fump.
Yeah, but don't.
Rex with the tattoo, it became a joke. But his first 2 years, he was fine. You know, Shadi had everything under control offensively. And me as a Jets fan, what I hated was it turned into the whole free Sanchez. That was the hashtag. Let him throw. Let him become, you know,
you drafted him to be.
The quarterback, right, eventually, that really can throw it around the field. And that's really not who he was. Ground and pound was the way to go. And him with his rollouts and you know, play action. You know, that was certainly the way to do it, but unfortunately.
I love you guys on the Mark Sanchez conversation, but I think it's exhausted. can we get back to the list, please?
Like, I moved on.
I love Mark, but we were talking about Mark Sanchez way too long.
But once I mentioned the Jets, he went into the 8 o'clock hour.
Alan, let it go.
That's on me.
Drive the show, damn it. Drive it.
All right, look, that's what you guys do to me, though. I get butterfly. What? So, all right, now let's categorize at least the potential of these quarterbacks now in this draft. So, good, great, or bad, Trevor Lawrence. Where's he going to end up, in your opinion?
Good, great.
I think he'll be in the good, great category.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Justin Fields, good, great, or
good,
bad?
Good, great. I would say good, great. I think he is.
You say that with confidence.
Yeah, because I just don't get, and we've seen all these mock drafts, it kills me that people just – all of a sudden now, and Key, you've talked about this, and it's actually worked out the other way. You said throughout the whole year, just wait for all the talk that happens around the draft. And it's going to happen to Justin Fields. He's going to be up in that upper echelon. I was expecting that to happen, but it seems like it's happening the other way. Like Chris Sims' mock draft, where he had Fields go 32 Chris in his mock draft. I'm like, come on, Chris.
Chris just talking.
He has not been wrong about the draft, though, when it comes to quarterbacks.
But that's where we're going with Justin Fields. I mean, the kid has moxie. I don't get why it's trending in the opposite direction for Justin Fields all of a sudden.
It seems media loves him. Fans love him. Evaluators, not as much. That's what it seems like in this draft. All right, let's move on. So the next one, Zach Wilson. Is he going to be in the good, great category or end up being in the bad category?
I think he'll end up being in the bad category.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, is it a situation where he's coming into?
I think it's a situation he's coming into. Wow. You know, he's been injured. He has a shoulder and a wrist. But that's beside that. I just think that you fell in love with somebody in a situation in Utah at BYU in a conference that throws the ball literally every single down. Mm-hmm. That never works out for anybody. And on top of that, he's coming into a marketplace with such high expectations. The expectations is going to be ridiculous based on what else the Jets do in the draft, in the new coach, in the new this, and the new that. He's almost falling into a Mark Sanchez situation, except they don't have a veteran team like Mark joined.
Right.
And I think just going to be a lot of pressure on them to figure him out earlier, where Mark had an opportunity to kind of wait.
All right, Mac Jones. What do we have? Good, great, or bad on him? And in what category do we expect he'll end up?
I think that depends on where he gets, what also situation he goes to. Mm-hmm. I think, if it does happen that Mac Jones goes to San Francisco, that's a pretty legit situation. I mean, expectations are to win a Super Bowl, but those are some good pieces to have around you if you're Mac Jones.
If you're Mac Jones, chances are, being third and going to San Francisco, they may move on from Jimmy Garoppolo if you're taking Mac Jones at third, because you're taking Mac Jones because you think he's ready to play in the National Football League right now, based on what everybody is saying outside of Trevor Lawrence. If you took Fields or Trey Lance, and most people think it's going to be Trey Lance because they see the upside, if you pick Trey Lance, he can wait behind Jimmy G to learn, because most people feel both Fields and Trey Lance is still kind of raw, that they're going to need time to develop. If you insert Mac Jones into the lineup, you're telling me you're going to the Super Bowl. That's what you're telling me.
Like, you feel like he's your guy right now, whereas Trey Lance is the guy you think you're going to develop over time. All right, last but not least, Trey Lance then. Where would you see good, great, or bad real quick?
I think he's going to be in a good, great category.
Why?
Because wherever he goes, he's going to sit behind a veteran that's going to teach him and learn him, much like Alex Smith did with Patrick Mahomes. And he's going to develop over time by sitting and watching and understanding how to be an NFL quarterback with only 17 starts under his belt at North Dakota State.
All right. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for you to join the conversation on this. This NFL draft preview brought to you by Sherwin-Williams. From pre-game prep to post-game cleanup, Sherwin-Williams has everything you need to tackle your next project. All right, so what GM is most desperate to get their first-round pick right? We'll hear from one after Jay has this from Goodyear.
Goodyear knows when the season starts heating up, so do the possibilities. Playoff hopefuls are beginning to emerge and contenders are solidifying their position. From here on out, every game is a chance to create momentum, to make the right pass, the right move, to hit the perfect shot. It takes momentum to build up to the moment, but it takes everything to capture it. Goodyear, more driven.
They're going to be 8-8 again. They're going to be a 500 team. They're not going to win the division with Andy Dalton.
It's all downhill from here. With Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace in place, it's downhill.
More from Keyshawn, J. Will, and Zubin next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus. Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Jeez.
So much passion in Chicago, or about Chicago. Keyshawn, J. Will, Zubin, presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. And guys, it's time for some Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. So what do you do if you're the Bears? I mean, do you make a move for a quarterback, even though you have already the two veterans there and obviously the QB1 in Andy Dalton? But if you think about it, if there is a quarterback here that you really have faith in, maybe you do make the move. Ryan Pace, the Bears GM, of course, he kind of left the door open by saying this.
if we did draft a quarterback, I do think it's a good room for sure. I mean, those guys are both have a lot of experience, a lot of different experiences too, which I think is good. And I think the coaching staff that we have there at that position is strong as well. We talked about it earlier with Matt and with Laser and with Flip. It's a strong coaching staff around that position, and we have a lot of veteran leadership in that room too. So, yeah, to answer your question, I do think it'd be a good room for a young player to enter. But again, we're just going to take the best players throughout this draft.
Taking the best player. This is like billboard material. Like you were, like, you know, see one of those billboards. It's like, go see this movie. It's a great movie. You're like, but it's not a good movie. I know it's not a good movie.
Great coach, great coaching staff, two good guys that can really, you know, be leaders for a young quarterback. Well, you had Mitchell Trubisky. How'd that work out if you have all this great infrastructure for a quarterback?
Key, this is why I don't understand. Why even say something like that?
Well, he's protecting himself, because if he says something like we're going to draft a quarterback or we're moving up to get a quarterback or we really like this guy at quarterback, they're going to hold him to it. So why not just give general information, which is we're going to take the best guy available at that time. You know, young quarterbacks are great in this room. I got two veteran leaders that have been there, done it. I could teach them. No matter who they draft at quarterback, they're not going to be ready to play for the Chicago Bears this year. It's about this year for Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace. So even if they did draft a quarterback, what does that mean?
But the quarterbacks
that they're going to be able to get going to save their jobs. I'm not worried about – if I'm Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace, I'm certainly not worried about helping the next coach. I can give two damns about the next coach.
Right.
Now, it doesn't mean that I won't draft a quarterback for depth at a later position. I won't take one in the first round because none of them can help me right now. Mm-hmm.
But okay? Why even go on the diatribe, though? Like, why not just say we're going to draft the best available talent? Like, why?
Because I'm a general manager, and that's what I do. I tell you what you don't want to hear versus what you want to hear.
I don't want to hear nothing from your ass.
No, not
I don't need to hear any. That's what I'm saying.
Media.
If I'm the media, no, I don't. Less is more, Ryan Pace.
No, that's why they asked him a question, and that's why he's holding his press conference, because they want to know what the process is and what he's thinking. And he's telling them basically what he's thinking, which is, as of right now, we're going to take the best guy available. And we're not telling you who it is.
I don't understand. Why are we listening to anything from any? Like, it's like John Lynch is telling us anything that they're actually going
because
to do.
Because this is
reports
silly
that came
season,
out. Hey,
James.
Hey, they love Mac Jones. Now we don't know who they love.
Because it's lying and silly season. See, it's not the NBA isn't the same as you know as the NFL draft. The NFL is the NFL. The this time period right here is as big as, if not bigger, than the actual football season, believe it or not. This little week window that we have leading up to Thursday night is huge. People are into football. And so these press conferences and the information sit around like
– disinformation. Like
Allen. Allen, as soon as you say the Jets, he perks up like dog with ears. I mean, that's just what it is. They people are into – their teams, no matter where you go, it could be as quiet as all outdoors in Buffalo during the offseason. The moment that the draft conversation comes up, everybody stands up.
That's the anticipation of what's coming next.
I get that, and I understand that. But if I'm a young QB out there and my agent comes to me and says, well, look, maybe Chicago is a good – I don't want to go to Chicago. I don't want to go play for Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace.
But you're not going to play for them because you're not going to play.
But I don't even want to be put in that situation. I don't want.
Yeah, but you don't have a choice.
Think about.
I know
we don't have a choice. I know that. But think about how much we talk about culture.
Look at that.
Let's go back to what you talked about before the break.
List on ESPN2 right now. Bears starting quarterback since 2000.
That's I'm saying.
That's almost Browns-esque.
Why do you want to go to a culture like that, Key? When you talk about, look, generational talent is going to change franchises. We rarely see generational talent. We're talking about Trevor Lawrence potentially being that type of talent. Every other prospect, it's about fit. It's about culture. So if you're a guy that the culture determines whether you're going to be successful or not, I don't want to go to Chicago. And look, I played for the Bulls. I love Chicago. I love the Bears. I watch the games. If I'm a potential talent, do I want to go to a situation like that?
You don't have a choice. It's a draft.
Because I know, but we're talking about two different things.
Okay.
You get drafted, but if you had the choice, would you want to go to Chicago if you're a quarterback?
No, because of the tenuous nature of the leadership of that franchise. That's why you wouldn't want to go there. You don't want to go anywhere where whoever it is on the hot seat, and that's what we've been talking about, is what GMs have to get it right in this draft. Who are the guys that have to get it right? You know, think about it. He's definitely one of them, don't you think? Like, whatever this draft is, Ryan Pace, you got to get this right. Give me another one.
Dave Gettleman.
The Giants.
The Giants. They just got to get it. They got to get the draft picks right on how they pick.
Don't you feel, though, Dave Gettleman and the Giants, though? I mean, having Saquon back healthy, having Daniel Jones,
it doesn't matter, though, Jay, because if you pick another receiver and your offensive line isn't very good and you don't go get a pass rusher – or some sort to help your defensive side of the ball, then what are you doing? Because they don't need another receiver.
Okay.
So if they decide to pick a receiver, that's bad.
But I feel like there's more pressure on the draft for guys like Ryan Pace more so than Dave Gettleman, because Gettleman already has more resources already available. He has proven factors that are veterans to a degree.
Yeah, but he's also picked guys that haven't panned out. That's the problem. When you pick guys that don't pan out, your track record on the draft somewhat is stale. Plus, on top of that, it's not all about the survival stages. It's about building a team and the right pieces to go and win a championship. Now, you say, what other general manager outside of that on the hot seat type general manager? A guy like John Lynch, he's got to get that
position. Especially after that trade.
He's got to get that position right.
Yes.
It's like Joe Douglas for the Jets.
Joe Douglas.
You got to get this pick right.
You got to get it right.
Because of the decision to move on from Sam.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, now you got to prove that was the right decision.
And John Lynch giving 3 ones and a third.
Yeah.
And moving up. Now, who are you moving up for? You got to be able to get that right. If you're moving up for Mac Jones and Mac Jones is the answer, and then all of a sudden Mac Jones takes you to the Super Bowl and wins it in the next 5 years, that was the right call. But if Mac Jones can't get out of his own way, then that was the wrong call. That's a lot of pressure to have to deal with. You know, and so a lot of the general managers, based on where they're picking, have this pressure. Because if you pick wrong, then you're in trouble. And that's the way it is.
So that's Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Keyshawn, J. Will Zubin, we're brought to you by Nature Valley. Feel the joy of a sunny day, Keyshawn. Find the freedom of an open field and taste the crunch from 100% whole grain oats. Stay outside longer at Nature Valley. Oats and honey, crunchy granola bars. We're better outside.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Keyshawn J. Will Zubin. Alan Hahn in for Zubin. I love making Keyshawn uncomfortable. You were wondering where I was going with there, why I just singled you out.
No idea where you were going.
No,
with
that.
You like the outdoors. You're talking about board shorts and open toe shoes.
It's a look, though.
Yeah,
it's a look.
That's a cold look, man. I love that look.
It's a comfortable look.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm Keyshawn. Let me translate to Keyshawn's banker voice from Sag Harbor.
Stop, man.
How are you, fella?
Hey, John. Hey. Yeah, grass looks great today, doesn't it?
No, it's
That's such a Chappelle thing, man. That really is. That's so
it
Chappelle.
It feels good. It just feels good. You're relaxed. You're chilling. You know.
Yeah.
Cocktail in your hand. It's coming.
Summertime cocktail.
Summer is coming.
Oh, yeah.
Spring is, you know, late spring, summer.
Mm-hmm. Alan, what's your summertime cocktail?
Me?
Yeah. It's a 80-degree day. You're by the water. You're wearing a Keyshawn Banker board shorts. You're feeling good about life. What's your summertime cocktail?
Keep it simple, man. Modelo.
Modelo?
Yeah, I'm not going cocktail, really. Beer. You know, yeah. Modelo. I keep
don't drink beer. Yeah, I love Modelo.
I am not sophisticated like you gentlemen. All right, I'm on an honest sports writer salary. I really got
to
keep it.
Has nothing to do with salary.
Why are you trying to throw the salary?
Because you know, when you get fancy, you tend to like get into the
You're
whole.
You're still
like,
paying $17 for a drink in New York anyway.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
What are you talking about? Yeah,
$17 for a bottle of beer.
Oh, not for a bottle of beer, but for a mixed drink, you're paying
$17. $17, $15, plus you got to tip them in the tax. Yeah. Add that up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For a beer, though?
Yeah, yeah.
Damn, that's a rip-off.
Yeah, welcome to New York. Are you new here?
So what's your cocktail, Keith?
You're paying extra.
In the summer?
Summertime.
Man, it's a scene setter. So what scene am I in?
You're at a Sunday brunch.
Oh, then I'll probably just go... Well, I'm probably just going to drink some mimosas.
This also, to me, these are also, to me, generational questions, right? Like, because when you're older, you might go with, like, an older type drink, younger people.
What's an older drink?
Yeah, what's a, curious.
Highball?
I don't even know what an eyeball is.
Not an eyeball.
What?
What did you say?
Yeah, highball.
Highball.
What's a highball?
Yeah, what's a highball? Yeah,
look, can we just.
Hardball? Look at, you mean Jim?
Hardball.
Hardball.
Right. Anyways.
Give me a Jim Harbaugh.
I want to play for you guys. Like, first of all, as we're talking about teams that need to get it right, Cowboys.
Yes.
Right? Another team could get it right.
Well, they're not going to get it right. I'm not worried about them.
All right. But I want to play for you what Jerry Jones said. And we're going to make this a game where we're going to. Because as we're seeing some things that are coming up on social media everywhere else, and some things that are said that are maybe like just kind of a generational take, whether it's Generation Z, Millennials, yeah. Generation okay. X, Boomers. So it's that, or is it just stupid to say? Okay? So Jerry Jones was talking about college players. He was asked about it, actually. Is it difficult with this draft? Some players had opted out. And are they maybe compromised because you didn't have a season to really watch them play? Yep. And Jerry Jones said this.
They're compromised. I'd rather, much rather have seen the reps and the plays that they've got. Coach, help me here. How many plays in a normal situation would a defensive tackle by playing last year as opposed to not playing last year if he'd have played all of his college games?
I mean, 71 plays a game, 10 games. So
700 plays.
700 plus plays.
And plus, usually those players, if they're the type of player you want, are better from their junior to their senior year.
That is correct. Players tend to grow.
The more
you play, the better you get. There's not a question about that. But this is an unusual draft year.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's going through the same thing. It's not just the Cowboys that have to evaluate players to make the right decision and the right call based on a guy opting out and not playing. Or guys only playing four games in not an entire season. Because there were some guys that started to play, and once they realized that the team wasn't going anywhere, they opted out.
Mm-hmm.
There's also guys that opted out. Where later on today, we're having Thomas Graham, corner from the University of Oregon, who opted out and did not play his senior year after going back to school and then deciding when the pandemic hit he wasn't going to play. So you got all those type of kids. Arizona State, for instance, I think they only played like three games all year long. So it's like you've got to have the right scouting department to get it right. That's what it is.
Yeah, this is an evaluator.
That's why your scouts get paid hundreds of thousands of dollars. Do your damn job.
Well, you
scout.
Know, well they opted out if you had played.
Lazy. You have brought a kid, said it before. Like,
so is this a stupid thing to say, or is this like an old man thing about how, well, you didn't play? If you would have played, we'd be able to see you. You know, I mean,
well,
I
don't think Jerry's not going to draft somebody because they didn't give him 700
actually, they
plays.
Don't really, they don't really draft underclassmen. That's not been their
Patrick
thing.
Patrick Surtain, they're going to.
You know,
they're
right.
I kind of feel like this is like one of those old man things to say. Well, it's like, I get it, but and Key's giving me the look. I'm not killing Jerry. All I'm saying is.
No, I'm not. I'm just listening to you.
Like, why? Everybody's faced this year. It's been a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are going to have the issue of how do you judge talent considering some guys have opted out as opposed to other guys. And I get what he's saying. He's not wrong, but every team in the NFL is going to have that same issue.
Every team is going to have the same issue. It's very difficult. We'll have Brandon Bean, general manager of the Buffalo Bills, with us later this morning as well. We could ask him the process about what the Bills are doing with guys that opted out or didn't play full seasons, Alan.
So let's – the next one we'll do here then is Dr. J, who was asked to rank his all-time NBA team.
Dr. J was drinking some highballs.
Well, you look at, you know, LeBron and, you know, anybody he sort of picks with him to be you know, playing with so many guys, the guy who has led the charge in terms of super teams being put together.
Yeah.
You know, when he put together a team in Miami, basically put together a team together in Cleveland as well, and put together a team in Los Angeles or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he could pick his own team. I ain't gonna pick his team. That ain't there. Not bad about LeBron.
Yeah, I'm talking. I'm not saying LeBron would argue. because I know he probably come back to me, but he will argue that these super teams always existed. If you look at all the championship teams, they've always had 2, 3, or even sometimes 4 all-stars.
Players weren't picking their own teams.
So this is from posted up with Chris Haynes, by the way. And just so we understand, the first team that he chose, his first team All-NBA, was Oscar Robertson, Jerry West, Will Chamberlain, Bill Russell, Elgin Baylor. What do they all have in common? None of them played before 1980.
Yeah.
His second team is Magic Johnson, then Michael Jordan.
Say that? What?
Yeah, yeah. Larry Bird, Karl Malone.
Kareem. I don't care.
There's no LeBron.
None of the other names matter. I don't care. After I hear Michael Jordan on the second team, you've lost me. I checked out. I am done. By the way, I love Dr. J. Do you remember who was on Dr. J's team, though? Moses,
yeah,
Mo Cheeks, mm-hmm. Bobby Jones, mm-hmm. Andrew Tony. That sounds like a super team to me.
Yeah.
By the way, can we talk about who was on some of these Lakers teams? I mean, or Celtics, Larry Bird, Robert Parrish. I mean, there have been super teams.
Kevin McHale.
Many times, guys.
Danny Ange.
Come on, super teams existed.
By the way, the Will Chamberlain, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor, like that was a super team, and that was in the 60s.
Yeah, but the argument for the older guys, it sounds like to me, is that those teams were assembled by the general manager. He was doing his job, opposed to this day and age where the general manager
players
essentially
are forcing their way.
General managers aren't essentially picking the players. The players are picking the players for the general manager, and the general manager is just doing the press conference. That's it.
But can we talk about for LeBron's first 7 years in Cleveland, he was not picking the players, and look what happened to LeBron.
Yeah, and then obviously when he went back there, they
Boobie won. Gibson, I mean, we can go through a list of names that have played in Cleveland with LeBron. After a while, you're like, I can't anymore. I got to.
Hey, look, it's just a bizarre list. And it's one of those where you just say, that's generation.
Get off my lawn.
That is definitely a generation thing. That is, you know, it's... Is it stupid or generational? The old players seem to be doing this now, where they just refuse to accept whatever's going on in today's NBA as something that would compare to what they did. They refuse to do it, acknowledging it. And Dr. J's doing that by having a team. His first team, All-NBA, was before the three-point shot.
Can we get to the Atlanta thing? Because that's really
set me we off. Are tight on time, but it is worth mentioning. And this is another one of those, is this generational or is this just stupid? And so it's an NBA reporter named Ben Steiner in Atlanta, and he tweeted this.
He's an NBA reporter, by the way.
I was at a Chipotle, and they were talking about Trae Young saying he's the best thing that ever happened to the Hawks. I don't think people outside of Atlanta realize the city has never truly had an icon to like Trae Young.
Oh,
it's more important than just basketball. Now, we don't have a lot of time on this, but I'm sure we can get back to it on the other side.
Dominique Wilkins.
Hank Aaron.
That's a kid. It's the dumbest thing I've heard.
We're not even talking about those two. We can talk about Michael Vick. He changed the whole landscape of what Atlanta was like in terms of football. I mean, it's just – I mean, maybe he just forgot. Maybe he was just thinking about
– he was in the moment. No. And, again, if it didn't happen before I was born, it didn't happen. That's a lot of people.
Maybe he was just
like
thinking
that.
About the burrito he was getting.
Chipotle?
Yeah.
Something like that. All right, what GM is desperate to get it right? More on that next. Your calls as well. KJZ, ESPN Radio, ESPN2.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.